Blog Talk Radio.
Ugh, tap out in the back of my throat.
Let me indulge your penis.
I have no musical integrity.
Estás hecho para mí, Toyota.
My Spanish is so bad.
I mean, I don't care about the music part.
Ugh, tap out in the back of my throat. Tap out in the back of my throat.
Hello there. I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Is everyone enjoying March Madness? I know I am. I've already murdered 3 prostitutes and 6 hobos in cold blood. Wait, what is March Madness? Oh well, I regret nothing. Here's the show.
Chuck Landington is acting like he doesn't do that anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
This is a new thing.
He just calls it March.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Rob-less edition of the Metal Injection live cast.
I guess we can call it the Quiet Cast.
The Quiet,
yeah.
I already see the decibel level right now. Is
when everyone else can be heard.
The waveform has nice form to it. It's not just a block.
It's not peaking every. It's a thing with Rob. It peaks. Yeah. If you lower it so that it's not peaking, you can't hear the rest of us.
Rob goes to 11.
So we have to let it peak.
Yeah.
Need to let Rob peak too.
Rob is always peaking.
Yeah. Heyo.
Only when Darren's in the shower.
So Rob, the mechanical Rob will be making some appearances on this show at some point.
Good.
I don't want to give anything away, but.
And filling in for Rob, we have Nick.
Hello,
Angry
Nick.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
What have you been up to?
Work, home, work, home. I was cat sitting this week.
Oh, yeah?
To a jerk asshole cat that knocks everything over and wakes me up and sits on my fucking face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you into that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know. It's not the right color pussy, though.
He had some pussy on
You're
his
a
face.
Cat racist? Is that what's going on?
Why, was it black or something?
No, I'm like Noah's dog, Bruno. Like little tiny white.
Oh.
Anyway. What? Never mind.
We're off to a great start.
By the way, to...
Rob's in the bathroom.
By the way, to answer the question in the chat, Sean is here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sean is here for 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. He's going for a record now.
We should have those attendance sheets like they do in kindergarten where you get a golden star every time you show up.
Sean gets
like
a D. He gets a D. He's been here enough to pass, but that's basically it.
You're going to have to repeat the class.
That's fine.
Do you ever have
feels like special
class?
Ed already, so it's not.
Oh.
No.
Hey, what does that say about us?
Take it as you will.
And Rob is going to be calling in the show later, right? Correct?
Well, so he says. We'll see.
Yeah.
From a plane?
Is he on a plane now?
I think he said he's landing at like 8:30.
Uh-huh.
So if he...
So he can get here. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He lives literally a train stop away.
No, let him take his time.
Okay.
It's fine.
Like, no, guys. I want to go home and watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Over it.
Well, he wants to go home and eat ribs in bed.
Over it.
I'm sure he picked the airline he's flying based on the food that
the
they serve.
Selection.
He's probably eating ribs right now.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Ugh. Weird freeze-dried McRib-like something.
Oh, I remember one time I was...
No peanuts allowed on plane.
I was taking a flight, and I took... I think it was a turkey meal or something, and I open up... the food, and I cut the turkey, and inside there was like this blue dye. It was disgusting, like right in the middle of the cutlet.
Ugh.
So gross.
What did it taste like?
I couldn't eat it, and I never eat the meat on flights
Drop.
Anymore.
Drop. Yeah.
Great.
Unless it gets there in first class.
So I almost had a slight emergency.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
Darren, you came in a little bit flustered.
That's not, you know, not anything really serious, but...
The diarrhea?
It was not diarrhea, but it was related.
Butthole?
So I was on the ride here, and like probably 2 minutes into the ride here, I had to take a monster shit.
Oh, no.
And then I looked, I was like, it takes me about 40 minutes to get here, and I had about 38 minutes to get here. I was like, I'm not stopping. This is ridiculous. Because especially Rob's not here. I don't want to leave all three of you in the lurch or whatever. But it got too bad. Like, I held it, and I'm like, sweat's pouring down my forehead.
Yeah, dude,
you know,
I had to
stop and get out and go into a store and take a dump.
What was the?
But you're gonna
store?
Stay on the curb, like a dog.
Yeah, right.
I've done that before.
What was the store of choice that you?
Yeah, where'd you go?
It was like I don't know, like a little bodega with a bathroom in the back. I don't know. Not really
that's
bodega.
A gamble. That's a gamble.
It was a little nicer than a bodega.
Okay.
But I held it till it was almost like bursting forth from my loins.
Did you shit out your intestines like that guy in Dead Girl? He goes into the bathroom and all of his loins come out.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds really good.
Is that the movie where they raped a dead chick in the back room? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And see it.
You should check it out.
Yeah,
it's definitely a family-friendly.
But it was a very close thing. Like, I have a new belt that's very stiff, and I almost didn't get the belt off in time.
Oh, my God. You would have came here with shit in your pants.
I wouldn't have come. I would have gone home.
I would have just threw out the underwear and came commando.
I would have come.
Yeah. I did have a story kind of like that, too. I don't know if I ever told this on the air, but I went with Rob somewhere. I went to this party in... I guess Stony Brook. It was on Long Island somewhere. It went to like some kind of fucking kegger or something. I don't even remember. It was like somebody's birthday or some shit. So
Dave.
It was it was Dave. Yeah. Were you there?
No, but that's the only person we know from Stony Brook.
And this this girl Diana and a couple other people.
Well, now Nick feels upset because why wasn't he invited?
Yeah. Yeah.
I only know Dave.
I want to know Diana, too.
I wound up staying up all night. I came home, I took the Long Island Railroad home, 10 o'clock, and the same thing happened, 2 minutes on the train. I have to take a massive dump, and the bathrooms weren't working. There were two bathrooms on the train, and neither one of them was working.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to hold it, and I the next stop that I could get off was Jamaica. So
was this on the way to the party or on the way
home?
On the
way back. On the way back. Because I ate crazy, disgusting food.
Is this the one where you left shitty underwear in the bar's garbage can?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I think you can tell the story.
I don't know if I told you on the air or off.
I'll tell it anyway.
I don't remember the story.
Well, no, there was some, I left the shitty, I told the guy I only had to take a piss. So I went in there and took a dump, but I didn't get it out in time. I crapped my pants. But through some miracle, if I believed in God, I would believe it was a miracle because nothing got on my pants. It was totally
all in your underwear.
Yeah, it was just a big sack of shit in
my
underwear.
What kind of underwear were you wearing?
Boxer briefs. I don't know.
So it didn't drip down your leg?
Nope. It was I told you, it was a confluence of divine events that prevented my pants
goodness.
From being soiled.
That's impressive.
But if I had to wait all the way to Atlantic Avenue, I would have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I would have crapped the whole train. So I jumped off at Jamaica and I took the 2-hour ride home.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this pimp daddy dude came out and fucking. You fuck up my. Don't fuck up my bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
I deposited my. I don't know why. I had a plastic bag with me and I dumped the duty underwear in the plastic bag.
Kind of you. You didn't have to waste that plastic bag.
And I cleaned, anything that was
in
on the
floor. Did you, fart out shit all over, that splattered all over the
floor? No. The bulk of the shit was already out in my drawer.
Oh, wow.
So there was not much more to do. It was the whole bathroom, the necessity of the bathroom was like a cleanup effort.
Oh, God.
It was like scrubbing a nuclear waste site.
This is really weirding me out because literally 2 hours ago, I was sitting at a bar and a dude told legitimately the exact same story. Except
really?
It happened when he was at the bar, and I think he was just drinking too much and didn't eat anything that day, and it's sort of liquids have gone through his system and just sharded. And so he went up to the upstairs bathroom, did the same thing, took the underwear off, threw it and threw it in the garbage can, wiped himself up and went back down commando, just hung out. It was literally 2 hours ago I heard this story.
Did he touch your drink?
No.
Remember
I don't know.
But I did suck on his fingers, so that's a whole different...
Oh, man.
Someone in the chat, by the way, said I did tell this story. I apologize. But it must have been a while
story,
ago because Sean didn't remember.
Yeah.
It must
I never heard it, so it'd be before me.
Before you joined the cast, so that's 2
or
years
Or it could
ago.
Be on a show that I wasn't here.
Oh, that's true. I could have told it 2 weeks ago.
It's true.
Darren, anytime you talk about your excrements, you can, you're welcome to on
Thank
the show.
Thank you, Noah.
Whether you repeat the story or not.
And the same to you. I had another story about, did I tell you the Tad Steak story?
I don't know about this
one. I was
one.
On 34th Street, and I was just, I don't know why I was there, but I had to run in and use the bathroom.
Okay, you didn't eat there.
Yeah, no,
That's
no.
even worse.
No, that would have, that always causes diarrhea.
That's a story in and of itself if someone actually is caught eating at Tad's.
What's Tad Steak's?
It's like a nasty,
you don't want to
it's shitty
Yeah, it's
Mick Steakhouse or something.
Yeah. There's one like right around the corner from Sirius.
It's like five notches below TGI Fridays.
It's exactly. It's just. It's like TGI Fridays, right, but with all immigrants working there, nobody speaks English. They're all hairy and get hair in the food.
It's not a. It's like a to-go place.
Cafeteria.
No, you can sit there and
eat.
Yeah,
there's other
like,
yeah, like, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's like a buffet line. You take a tray and they give you a fucking nasty lumpy steak.
Yeah.
And dried out steak, and then the next guy gives you a blob of mashed potatoes.
Just to show, like, as when I grew up, I hated steak because I only ate it when my parents cooked it, and I thought it was the most disgusting
thing ever.
And just to show you why, or a comparison to what my parents' idea of steaks was, anytime as a kid I'd go to Manhattan with my mom, she'd be like, ooh, let's go to Tad's Steaks. That place is great.
Well, from Russia, I mean, you know what, they used to eat dirt there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like roadkill.
Yeah. Ted Sticks is like the holy grail. Let us go.
Then I got out of my parents' house. I realized you could order medium.
Right.
Ooh. I can actually taste something. And my teeth aren't cracking.
See, I'm the opposite of that. My mother used to make me eat. Not make me, but like I just thought that's the way food was. Like she used to make everything rare.
Oh.
And I just didn't like steak when I was a child because it was red. And I thought, no, I'll pass. You know?
My folks are all about the well done, too. Like make it like a hockey puck. You know?
But now I guess because whenever you're a child, whatever you do, you rebel against that.
Yeah.
So now I like my shit cooked really, really well done.
Oh,
not to a hockey puck like you said. But
like if you go to a fancy restaurant, you order a filet mignon, you don't get it well done.
I get it medium well. And when you say that, they do it like two notches below.
Yeah.
I don't like any red in my steak at all. I don't want to see red. I'll see a light brown I can handle.
I'm ashamed of you, Darren.
I feel like ordering medium well at a restaurant is kind of a waste of time.
Because why?
It never comes out that way.
Yep. Mm. They do. Well, whatever you order, if you say well done, they'll bring it medium well. You know, it's like two notches down.
That
just want to get it out.
With your flesh over here, so if you touch your pinky, this is well. This is medium well, like the way.
I never. What is that like?
Oh,
the way they test it.
How tender it is.
How tender it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you touch your pinky with your thumb, your muscle underneath your thumb is really tense, right?
Oh.
Really tight.
Yeah.
And then if you touch your thumb to your pointer finger, it's looser. So that's supposed to be like rare and everything in between.
I feel like we need like one of those "The More You Know" stars.
Yeah.
Kind of like fly by.
And also, they bring it out two notches below what you want because they assume you're gonna like leave it on your plate and not cut it right away, so it's still cooking.
Yeah,
I'm sure they want to get the shit off the grill too to free up so they can start cooking.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you're not supposed to cut into your steak the minute you get it. You gotta let it cool off a little bit.
Really? I'm learning about steak. I just shove it down my gullet usually.
See, someone should have told
and then
it to
you
my
shirt
mom.
It out.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking of a light brown, so what? I zoomed into Tad Steaks, but I did, like, I got my pants off in time, so I didn't crap myself, but it went everywhere except in the toilet. Like, it was all around.
Wow.
I don't know.
Did
like
it,
I,
like, spin as you farted?
Was your
exactly.
Was your thumb over the hole? And like a hose?
No, I had no control because I was in a panic trying to get my pants off so I didn't shit myself. And I'm turning around in all in one motion, sliding my pants down, and it came out before I got in the proper squat. So, boom. And then, like, it's on the floor, it's on the fucking seat, it's on the toilet
tank. Now,
let
me ask a question. Given that this is a Tad Steaks in Midtown, how do you know that shit was not already there?
And I'll tell you, I was surprised that it was actually fairly clean
bathroom.
Fairly clean.
It's like seeing a unicorn.
Grading on a curve, judging what we're talking about.
Because they save all the dirt for the kitchen.
Before I got done with it.
Did you clean it up with a tissue?
Absolutely not. I would.
They probably used a steak to wipe it all off.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah. His mom.
She loved it.
Are you that guy?
Fecal-covered steak is like manna from heaven.
Are you that guy at every movie theater in New York City that just dumps all over the fucking room and there's like puke on the shit?
I'm 38 years old. I'm telling you, cataloged isolated incidents from my long and miscreant life.
So you're not the seat shitter, the New York seat shitter?
No, I'm usually very clean about the bathroom. These are weird things that have happened to me.
I just want to say, I think they're talking about the kid who was dismembered in Park Slope.
They're asking how they want Lebby Kletsky cooked.
That's hysterical.
We had a parody about it.
Yeah, right. Lebby Kletsky is more of a stew type meat, says Super Nintendo Chalmers, in the line of the night, early contender.
See, what you
that.
Do
I
is
love,
you,
I love my Super Nintendo.
You put your finger to Lebby Kletsky's thumb. And that's how
you have
how
to find it first, and then you Match him up.
I bet that the rabbi did the same thing before he circumcised him.
Velocirapist has a good question. Darren, why can't you control your shitting? That's a very good question. I have always had a problem controlling my shit. I don't shit myself, but I never put myself in situations where, like, if I know I'm going to be inaccessible to a bathroom for a while, I don't eat for, like, a few hours. Because when I have to go, that's it. There's no...
Really?
I have no bowel
control.
I would say my window is, like, 15 minutes when I have to go.
Oh, man.
And no warning. Like, that's the absolute... You know when you're straining and you're, like, you can't...
Yeah, you kind of clench your legs together.
That takes 15 minutes for me to get to that point. As opposed to, I've heard other people, like Rob tells me, oh, I can hold a shit for like 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God, lucky son of a bitch.
I
like to shit like 3 times a day.
Yeah.
I can make mine like go away, and then it'll come back later
on
in the day.
I can't do it. When it has to come out, it comes out. So I make sure. But because of that, I'm very conscious of it, and I try to be, in a position where I'm near a bathroom if I'm going to be eating.
Well, but do you wait till it's like, monster brontosaurus neck dumps, or do you like...
I'm telling you, I don't know how I can explain it any better, Sean, but I don't wait. I don't wait.
No, I mean, like, does it build up in your body enough to, like, to the point that you have to go? It's like, we're going to just spit out a whole Dairy Queen fucking swirl.
Well, since I've been dieting, I'm very regular, like 11 o'clock, I take one shit, and it's very neat and takes about 3 minutes. Boom, 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 and I'm out. But before, when I was like eating like crap, it was just terrible because I would have to go all the time. And I had also combined with the fact that I have no control, it was like, boom, I'm always running to the bathroom.
See, I think the opposite. Now that I'm on doing the Rob's diet, like I'm fucking shitting constantly, and it's all just like loose little bits of shit.
What's
his, you're just farting out
no
the
carbs. Yeah,
no
just,
carbs,
just,
no sugar.
Wait,
right.
So
no sugar, no fruit, no corn, no,
fruit?
Bread. Yeah.
So why is this Rob's diet? Rob put you on a diet?
Yeah, he did it first. And he was like, oh, I lost 35 pounds. I'm like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. He was also purging.
That's what I need to
do. No, he was Persian.
purging? Persian.
You misunderstood what he said. He said, I'm an Iranian.
That's his cam moniker. You can go log on and watch him vomit all over himself. The purging Persian. He dresses up in like a little outfit and you pay him to vomit all over his
little finger symbols.
He gags on a dildo.
He's a belly dancer.
He probably sticks the dildo in his belly button.
Loose little bits of shit.
Two done.
Early contender for the show title.
Shankletown had a great line. Darren's butthole is like a kooky neighbor on a sitcom that just always barges in.
Yeah, that's a very good apt comparison.
Larry on Three's Company.
No, well, the Super Nintendo Chalmers. Darren's asshole is like Don Knotts on Three's Company. Three is Company, he writes.
What? Wow. So proper.
Charles Bronson says, I need to take the Jamie Lee Curtis Activia challenge.
Oh, my God.
I just
and
don't like yoga.
And then grow a vagina so you can have both sets like she does.
No, I don't. Does that actually help you be, like, control your poop?
Yeah, apparently,
probably,
yes.
Yeah.
Apparently,
or does it just
the acidophilus and the yogurt stabilizes your stomach, but it's only going to make you shit more. I wouldn't eat that yogurt, Darren.
No. I don't think. I just think it's a muscular issue. Like, I just don't think
you
I
need
have
eat
very,
more bananas.
You got to put more butt plugs in there.
Yeah.
Squeeze.
That's
what are you,
doing
Dave Mustaine? I got to put a plug in it?
That's what he was talking about.
I was talking about Darren.
Every time Dave Mustaine, he sits down for a nice meal at Tad's Steaks, he's got to smell you shitting in the bathroom next door.
Really, you know what, Darren?
Hello, poop. Meet the real poop.
Darren, there are men who walk around wearing butt plugs. You should just do that, and then you just take it out. And then you shit, and then you put it back in.
I had a finger. It wasn't very pleasant.
How could that possibly be comfortable walking around with like a butt plug up yet?
Guys do it.
I don't think they do it for comfort.
They do it, and they're dressed like a pony. They've got a little tail on the end of it. They got little hooves on.
And reins.
That's when you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She's talking about the ones that are like normal people, but inside their clothes they have a butt plug, right?
Some people wear it to work.
Have you ever done that?
No,
What's the point then? Like, is it like is the movement, the friction of like moving or walking and stuff?
No one will know.
Yeah, it's just your little secret.
Oh. Yeah.
It's in my head.
Yeah.
Don't fucking Noah. Noah caught one good before he got here, Sue.
Really?
Oh, glory.
Was it loud or just smelly?
No, it was like kind of like a... Like,
like my hand reaching across the mantle, which is what happened. Yes.
Was it one
yes.
of these?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So like a little,
well,
a little
Nick,
drawn
Nick
out.
Did ask me if I would fart in front of
it
him.
It sounded... Oh, well, yeah.
We spent all day together. I figured we were close enough.
Yeah, we went into that shop. And
so she did a three-quarter lean, plugged
yeah.
in some shit, and was
right.
just like...
And it plugged at the same
yeah.
time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was stretching my arms. I was relaxed.
Yeah, it was like very like fluid. It was nice. It was just like a, oh.
Wait,
oh.
there was fluid?
And then she had to go throw underwear in the garbage can.
Yeah.
It was all full circle.
Well, she wasn't wearing any to begin with.
Yeah.
She had to switch her leg
yeah,
in.
She had,
it was a relaxing
leather vinyl pants.
No, sometimes my farts are so loud that I scare myself.
Really? What, does the food affect it? I mean.
Well, yeah, of course. It depends what I'm eating.
What produces the big
I guess chili.
Chili?
Yeah,
got any chili?
Beans.
I want to experiment.
Yeah, can we eat like next show? You eat a big chili lunch
before the show.
Yeah,
how long does it take before it produces that gas?
Oh, maybe like 20 minutes.
Oh, so we'll order some right now in the break.
And then what? I'm just gonna fart.
Yeah, we're just gonna hold your mic against your butt.
You don't want me to start farting.
I will volunteer my mic if you don't want to soil your mic.
It's noxious fumes.
I want
you're
to fart
all,
so
you're
bad.
All gonna be on the floor.
I have a cold anyway.
Passed out. Mm.
No, I want you to fart so bad those flowers over there wilt. Like, I want this to get out of control.
Every one of us should lay down on the floor and put our knees up to our chest and spread it open and see.
Shoot.
That's the way to
do
it.
Yeah,
isn't
that
way to pass the gas bubble? Right, to kneel down and...
But I feel like it's less of a novelty with us. Like, we fart all the time. Like, Noah, it's a... You know, well, you do, but...
You know what's funny? When I was editing the intro, I farted and Sid didn't even hear me.
Oh,
and it was
kind of
loud, and he was right here, and I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, Sid was fucking listening to Minor Threat on his headphones.
Sid's always farting, so it was time for him to inhale
Sid
my
was,
fart.
Sid was actually YouTubing Rancid at the time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, is
we
that
talking,
what I missed here?
Yeah.
Wow,
shitting.
We were talking about 90s alternative and punk music because we want to maybe do a playlist like that next week, like the new metal one, except for...
Okay.
Stuff we listened to.
When we were in high school.
Can we make bumpers for that, too?
Mm-hmm.
We could just use the same ones. It's the same stations
I guess
played
all
is,
that
yeah.
crap.
Mm-hmm.
There will be Green Day.
JNCOs and Manic Panic all fits in the same.
No 311. No 311. Can we agree on that?
No.
No.
Don't get your JNCOs in a bunch. There's more killer music coming up to make the Manic Panic run right out of your hair.
What about Everclear?
No,
No. Like Rob tried to pick bands that he thought like were good and they listened to. We'd probably play the ones that we thought were.
What, like Blind Melon?
No.
Yes, well, just like Blind Melon.
Green Day. Who else were we talking about?
Third Eye Blind.
I guess I could be.
No Effects.
Vertical Horizon.
No Effects never got radio play. I feel like that would be.
I was kidding about the Third Eye Blind. That was inappropriate of you to say.
Why?
That's all right.
Did anyone?
Wow. I know people like Third Eye Blind.
Wait, what about Savage Garden?
Oh,
you play Savage Garden?
Yeah. That was like adult contemporary. Sean's elitism just outpaced you, Sid. What are you going to do? I don't
I was
have,
really offended when you look through and go, yeah, I guess that's okay.
Sure.
Well, this is a first. This is like...
I don't have any hatred towards
charming.
Third Eye Blind.
I don't like
Sid said something that offended Sean's musical taste.
But he's the one that brought it up. I was just trying to be nice.
He trolled you. He said, he ironically said something was good, and you were like, yep. Mm-hmm.
I did troll you.
You know, Sid just doesn't really pay attention to Sean. That's all. He was just yesing him.
I got lost in his eyes. The words just...
Oh, yeah.
I have poo brown eyes.
No her pipe.
No.
No.
Nope. We're getting suggestions in the chat now.
Harvey Danger?
Yes. I like Harvey Danger. I'm okay with that.
Flagpole.
Wait, so
Armada.
are we leaning more towards alternative, not really more towards the punk?
You could be both.
Okay.
Right. It's a fine line. No Crazy Town. Crazy Town would have been last week, if anything.
But don't give away the whole playlist.
Yeah.
After you, I'm going to make a playlist.
Nice. What's yours going
to
be?
I don't know. People were telling me to make a Weird Al playlist.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah.
But I'd rather do a hip hop one, and then we can make Hot 97 promo.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh yeah! That'll
be pretty
awesome.
We're gonna do that.
Wink. Yeah, with the siren.
Yeah. But I get to put in one Wu-Tang song.
Sure, I would be like I wasn't gonna have Wu-Tang in it anyway.
Shame on an N-word who tries to run game on
an N-word.
How
you can say it? It's a song lyric. Don't worry about it.
You've already said it. I'm here plenty of times.
Yeah. He was also drunk when he said it. He's not really drunk now.
just hungover.
Yo, 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 Hot 97, right here up in this mix.
Metal Injection Radio.
Metal Injection. Metal Injection, the home of blazing hip-hop and R&B.
Great.
Craig Mack, can we have a Craig Mack, the one Craig Mack song?
Oh, wow.
Flavor in Your Ear.
Here comes the brand new Flavor in Your Ear.
That poor guy. He had his one single on Bad Boy, and then the next month, like, Bad Boy put out Notorious B.I.G., and that was it.
Oh, wow.
He never heard of Craig Mack again.
15 minutes.
Yeah. That was a good song.
In my old job, I met this woman who was claimed to be his cousin.
Craig Mack's cousin?
Yes.
Who would make that up?
And, well, listen.
It has to be real.
I was, but, I, you know, I was like, if I just, my New York skepticism came into play, and I was like, you're full of shit. She pulls out her driver's license, and it's like, whatever her name was, and Mack. Like, her last name was Mack. So I was like, wait a minute. So his real name is Craig Mack? And then it is. His,
what?
Apparently.
His real name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Keith Murray, he's in your real name to be a rapper. Remember him?
I appreciate that. Yeah, Eric Sermon.
Is that
his
real
name? Yeah,
I
thought because he's same crew.
Sermonized or whatever.
I always assumed it was his real name. Let me look it up.
I think Busta Rhymes is his real name.
Yes.
Craig Mack is Craig Mack's real name.
What about Coolio?
No, I don't think that was his real name.
Ice-T.
Ice-T has a funny name, doesn't he? Like his real name.
His actual name is Eric Onassis.
Who?
Eric Sermon.
Yeah, he's just sermonizing. You know, that's his thing.
That's upsetting.
Now, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, wait, no. It just, that's AKA.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is an actual knight.
He started out as a bartender.
I dub thee Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Jeff Mix-a-Lot, that's his real name.
Coolio's name is Artis Leon Ivy Jr.
Jesus
Christ. Wow. Yeah.
Named after Artis Gilmore, perhaps? Or was he too old?
He's born in 63. I don't know. Possible.
Yeah,
when was he? When did he play?
I think Gilmore's like the late 60s.
When does Coolio die, though? It's about time, right?
Well, you think?
He was just on a Celebrity Chef show.
He's old for a rapper.
It wasn't even a show. It was like a web series.
He probably still
smokes
crack.
No, it was on the Food Network.
Coolio's going to be 50 next year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 1963 he was born.
So he was already old by the time he got famous.
Yeah, what, 92 when his first album, whatever.
I feel like even later than that, no?
He won't live much longer.
Well, he's been dead on
drive
the inside.
By Nick?
What about Afro Man? How old is Afro Man?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, of course. You see his hair.
His middle name.
Yeah.
What about Tony?
Joseph Edgar Foreman is the real name of Afro Man,
wow.
And he's 6 years younger than me, or 6 months younger.
Huh. Do you ask for Tony?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, there's three Tonys.
No, it's one Tony with three names, isn't it?
No.
What?
What, because they all Tonys look alike to you, Noah?
No, all black people. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm
trying to help you out there.
Wow. I'm kidding. Wow. It's a joke.
Wow.
Joke.
I feel like I should step in and raise that bar a little bit.
I was going to say, it's strange when Nick can contribute to a conversation and make it less racist. But it's possible right now.
I did say N-word.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh. All right, cool.
Thank you for that. None of the members of that band are named Tony, by the way.
Huh?
Oh. Mm. Yeah, it's weird.
All right.
So were they just, like, was it after the name Tony or after, like, the tone?
Is this, like, really important?
I don't know.
I'll read it to you. In high school, a friend of Dwayne Wiggins, one of the Tonys.
I think he's a tight end on the Vikings.
Joked that the teacher would call him Tony if they saw the way he was dressed. I don't understand what that means.
Mm.
I guess he had to have been there.
Maybe he was the boss.
Yeah, they were awful, though. That was a terrible band.
Oh, look, we have a caller.
If I Had No Loot was a good song. That was a fun romp.
Be Shlomo.
If I Had No Loot.
We have a phone number. Would anyone like to give it out?
Sure. 646-929-1357. Call in, talk about shit. Tony, or Coolio, whatever's on your mind. 803.
Wait.
You're on the air.
Hey, great phone number.
Hey, what's up?
I just got out of the three.
Okay.
Are you all right? You seem a little bit,
frazzled?
Yeah. You sound like you're about to cry.
Destroyed.
Okay. Who? 3 inches of blood.
Man.
Where did you see them?
Metal Alliance.
I know, but what state are you in?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh.
What kind of, what kind of place was it?
It's not a dive bar, but
You could try.
How come you called us after the pit? Did you call us to relax?
Yeah, basically.
Well, you know what it is? He had like an overload of music, so now he needs to talk to us because we never talk about music.
Right, just about shitting.
What are you wearing?
What? All black. Yeah, no.
Oh, so you're not wearing a band T-shirt or anything?
It's true.
I'm not sure.
You missed the new metal show last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a question for 3D.
Go ahead.
The Iron Sheik Twitter, is that you or is that official?
It's definitely not me. I wish it was flattering.
Yeah.
Some of those things are brilliant.
I thought it was you.
Well, the guy at work and I were arguing if it was you or not because we thought you did such a good job it got verified.
Oh, well, thanks. But it's not, I have to say on the record, it's not me. But according to the Iron Sheik's agent, it's really him writing that stuff. I don't know if
I bet they have a ghostwriter
that's trying to be funny.
Maybe he's dictating.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I meant. Like the words are coming from him. He might not be typing
them
into the thing.
Darren is actually gay girl in Damascus.
Yeah. That's me. Why are you blowing up my spot, Nick? Come on. I'm trying to be anonymous.
Wasn't that a character in Glow Wrestling? The gay girl from Damascus. She fought Sally the Farmer's Daughter.
And Mount Fiji.
I was
that was my ring name in Glow. Gay girl in Damascus. Okay.
Thanks for answering that question. I'm going to go see Devil Driver and One.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know we were getting rid of him then. Yeah,
right.
Hold on.
We're not. Okay, now we are.
I thought he had more questions.
How does that make you feel, though, that people are at their jobs arguing about what Twitter accounts you do or do not run, Darren?
Very flattering. I feel charming. I have my own Twitter account that I never post anything to. I was going to say,
do you tweet on any account?
I've had it for like 2 years, and I have about 16 tweets probably.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember any
Twitter's
tweets from
gay.
You.
They're usually like replies to.
I'm in line at the Starbucks right now. This is taking forever.
Yeah.
I would love it if every time you took a shit, you would tweet about it.
You know what? I should start twit picking my doo-doos.
Twit pooping.
I don't
twit
know about
poop.
Twit pee. Picking, sorry.
You don't want to see twit pics of my logs?
Yeah, there's a whole community of people that like that.
You don't want
to
see...
I'm dying cleanses and like to look at each other's shit.
I'm not... no. I used to take pictures of my shit and send them to my ex-boyfriend, and he hated that.
Which, the last one?
Yeah.
While you guys were ex, or while you guys were together?
No, while we were
Here's
together.
What you're missing, dickhead.
You could be feasting on this on my chest.
You could have had this!
Could have had your face in the toilet bowl with them.
Yeah. You'll never see these again.
Go, let it out.
Come on, John.
I don't need to throw out a Bob Brambles joke right now.
You just
what,
did.
Is it the same lot?
Bobbing for poop. Do you want a video log of my log? Is that
no, I'm not really into shitting.
No, I thought you liked to take shits.
I like to take a shit, and I like looking at my own shit, but I'm not really into it looking at
your
other people's
shit.
So it's just from a narcissistic.
Yes.
You're an auto shitter.
Yeah. Auto erotic asphyxiation.
Shits in cars.
Shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Auto defecation.
Auto erotic defecation.
That's an early contender for episode title, autoerotic defecation.
Right like after that. He threw my dog across my car, he took a big shit on it.
Adding insult to dog injury.
It reminds me of like that Cronenberg movie, like Crash.
You know Crash,
Where people got like boners and shit getting car crashes.
Not the Oscar-winning Crash.
No.
They probably should have won an Oscar.
No, the good one. Not the Oscar-winning
one. Yeah, right.
I hated that one. I couldn't believe our shit won.
Cronenberg did A Dangerous Method. Did you see that yet?
Not yet.
Really good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one he did with the dead body? The Dead Ringers? Was that him?
The twins, right?
Yeah,
it was Jeremy.
Jeremy Irons was one.
Yeah.
Like
that one was amazing, yeah.
Okay. What a great movie character.
That one was great.
That was good.
I like that one.
David Cronenberg is awesome.
What do you think Rob is up to now, Darren?
I don't know. Let's call him.
Smoking weed.
Oh, he's on the plane still,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but never mind.
What? Come on.
So one day I'm reading the Metro paper, and Nick from Hull is in it, and he's talking about how he smoked weed on a plane, and that he was about to get in a lot of trouble, but he talked his way out of it. It's just weird to just open up the paper and like, oh, okay, and then to have that story.
Why was that?
What was the paper? What was the story? What was like?
The Metro.
I don't really remember the context.
Which one's Metro?
The green one.
The one in like the morning when you're going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's the afternoon one. I thought Metro. Morning New York is the New York
AM.
No,
they're competitors.
Same time, yeah, they're competitors. I don't remember what context, you know, the whole thing was in.
I know that this is a cheap plug, but my lady friend does the celebrity gossip page for AM New York.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's like her full-time job?
She lays it out. Like, she's the editor of it.
Oh. That's a News Corp owned, right?
Well, I'll tell her to quit.
Do you think that she can kind of put an article about us in there?
I don't think she has
like
any,
as a joke?
Like, pull. She doesn't work for them. It's like she works for a photo publishing company, and then they just...
We have to give them a reason, like have an event.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Let's do a live remote.
Yeah. Or just like a story that's like, you know, it's still going. They're still doing the show.
I've always asked Rob if he wanted to like do a live remote from something. He's just like, it's too much fucking work, you know.
That'd be fun.
A live remote from where?
I don't know. Like just in general, not to have I don't have a specific idea, but like if we, like yeah, like at a show, have a booth somewhere and do a live show while we're having the booth, you know?
Yeah, or like I would rent out a bar and be in the back, and then like we could be like joking about shit and people.
It would be probably very loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about renting out.
No, I mean, like, but the people that were there would be just for us if we rented out the place.
But how many people?
Yeah,
how
just
many
not
of our fans live
first
in
of all,
the
all
area.
Of our fans are underage, so we can't get them into a bar.
That's true.
What about like at a park?
Trying to get in. At a park?
Park.
Yeah, so
by the seesaw.
Just bring a generator.
We'll broadcast out of a white van.
You show up at a junior high school during recess. It's just set up.
Free candy.
Hey, kids,
free payment.
Shankletown offered to let us do a remote from his apartment.
Oh,
let's do it. Maybe like once every 2 months, we'll just go to someone's house.
Shankletown, will you cook for us or at least order food?
It depends if it's not, he can't answer.
Women, food, something.
We're a little ahead of them in the future.
Like, yes, well, let's do it. Let's do a show from Shankletown's place if he's going to feed us.
We're on the street. Yeah. He works in my building now.
But the question is, will our studio console and equipment fit in his apartment?
How small is your apartment, Shankle? Call in. Let's not do
let's
just
call in.
Let's talk
call
about
in.
It.
Call in and we could figure this out.
Because we've done the show from some other on-site locations where we had no fucking room like whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like Rob's apartment.
Yeah. I didn't want to blow up his spot.
Hackle Grinder says, do a remote from Rob's stomach. You could just gut him out.
Like a tauntaun.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
But Rob's apartment is not even small. It's like a nice size, but it's just not situated where you can put.
No, it was fine when we were in the living room that one time, but then he put us in his bedroom, and it was like.
In his bedroom. My goodness.
He didn't want to get out of bed. He just
and
stayed laying
didn't
there.
He didn't want to be noisy for the room.
Was he Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah, he had just had his silk leopard boxers on, and he just laid there eating
which
shrimp cocktails.
Which matched his bed sheets.
Yeah, which matched the bed sheets. Weird. So he just sort of laid on his side with the microphone propped up and did the show that way, just eating and licking his fingers.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was bad. And then three of us and then Axel from Metal Sucks are just like all crammed around this table, like basically sitting on his entertainment center in his bedroom, and he's just like just laid out.
Do you think
out,
Rob
like,
was fulfilling a fantasy?
I think so.
Was he beating off under his robe?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of like fingering of belly buttons and licking fingers, and it was just...
There was a lot of banging under the...
It might have been that terrible.
Sorry, guys. I'm a little busy.
Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. Talk about wrestling.
Right, you
hey,
can,
kid, can you pass the Vaseline, please?
Oh, that's not Vaseline.
Talk in the Iron Sheik's voice.
You can talk about wrestling if you call us now at 646-929-1357.
Let's talk about heavy metal.
What?
No.
What show is
this?
What is
we
that?
Did enough of that last week.
Well, we can experiment with it. Let's see if it goes anywhere. Although I doubt it. What would you like to say?
Nothing.
Great.
See, this is why we never talk about metal. That's why.
Sean, you said you saw a gay fire.
I saw a gay fire today.
What happened to the gay fire?
You got to explain to me. Was it flaming?
You stole the joke.
Oh.
No, but this isn't my joke. We're walking down from after I met up with Vanessa and some of her friends after they had brunch, like a hangover brunch, you know, since yesterday was St. Pat's. And I met up with them, and then we're just going to continue drinking. We were walking down through Chelsea to get to the West Village, and because I was coming from Midtown. And there was, like, all this smoke suddenly on 8th Avenue, like, just tons of white smoke kind of in there, like, filling up the whole place, and we're just like, what the fuck? And, like, we walk two more blocks, and there's, you know, like, four giant, you know, fire engines and, like, five ambulances, and, like, everyone's all out, and everyone's all gay.
Even the firefighters?
Yeah. Even the firefighters. Just big, giant mustaches, and they didn't have any shirts on. It was just, like, the suspenders with the
pants. It was like, fire!
And it was just like a bunch of dudes that, like, you know, just stopped their jogs, you know, in like tank tops and short shorts. And everyone's standing there watching, like, snapping photos because you can see the apartment that it's coming out of. It's maybe like the 16th, 17th floor of some apartment building. And there's, like, idiots on, like, other balconies above and to the side looking to see what the smoke is coming out of. And but then, like more trucks came. People were all standing out there. We're all standing there. Everyone's yelling, like, what could it possibly be? All this kind of shit. And then just one... like, just don't give a fuck gay guy. Just kind of just walks by, and he's like,
ooh, tap out in the back of my throat.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said. No joke, just straight face to nobody in particular. It was just like, I knew this neighborhood was flaming, but... And then he had his little tote bag, and he was just like, gave his little wave of hand, and just kept cruising. And just,
I've waited years to use that joke.
Do you think he just follows the Chelsea fire truck?
I think he set the fire. He set the fire so he could say
facilitate.
That. Yeah, like Samuel Jackson in Unbreakable.
Just trying to root him out.
Oh, my God. That would be
amazing. I left my papas in that apartment.
But I felt like I was, like, sitting in a giant room full of gay men drinking wine watching, like, 6 Feet Under because, like, everyone was yelling out, like, comments, like, I bet someone burnt a quiche.
Tons of gay sex.
I was like, yes, more stereotypes. More
tons of gay sex.
Did you get a spark in your hair?
Did you get any numbers?
I tried. Lord knows, but my girl's like 5 feet away, and I had to kind of keep it incognito.
I admitted I set the fire. I wanted to meet a firefighter.
Yeah. And then two people were arguing like next to us if the guy, the firefighters in the calendar were just paid models or if they're actually real firefighters. Like, it was just a whole scene that I never could imagine.
The community
they're
debate.
Real.
Yeah.
They're
sparks,
real firefighters?
It.
Yeah.
No, get out of here. Come on.
No, I'm telling you. It's for charity.
Charles Bronson said that, did you see your proctologist there?
Oh, no, I didn't look that closely. I should have.
Did you get any cards from your proctologist, amateur proctologist?
I am wearing a purple T-shirt, so...
Sean, would you ever, you know, experiment with a guy if your girl was okay with it?
Yeah, that would take way too much thought. Like, I've sent way too many ground rules.
What if it was out from a
Gouda grind? Then yes.
Right away?
You got to say the right guy.
Okay, so how far would you go? Just oral or anal? Or both.
What's in it for him? Because Sean doesn't. I don't think he likes gay.
Trying something new.
Oh,
but I mean, look. That's what I said. It'd take a lot more thought. Like, it'd have to be something where is this fulfilling something for her? Is this, like, you know, kind of like there's a lot more, you know.
All right.
Because you're gonna have, like, threesomes with guys with chicks, and chicks don't really like girls, but they're like, oh, my boyfriend wants this, so yeah, we're gonna do it. But
speaking of chicks that like girls, it's Rob.
Let's table that discussion. Come back. Hello, Rob. Hello, Rob.
Rob? Lob?
Lob.
Let's read his phone number on air.
No.
He's already done that to himself.
Yeah, he did, actually. Did you know that?
Didn't he? Sent it on a MySpace?
No, he did that on Brooklyn College radio. But he did it on our show,
too. He did it on our show,
Yeah. He actually gave his number out as our number.
Yeah.
And then people just started texting him, you know, bullshit and, like, dirty pictures. I think, what if someone sent him, like, this
dick pic,
but it was, like, a picture of Andy Dick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
he was very clever. It was very
dick
witty.
Dick. It was great. But,
oh, what the hell? I guess his service is bad. Whatever. We don't really need Rob.
Oh.
Could that be a drop?
Yes, it can. But he's calling early anyway. He said between 8 and 8:30. He's early.
Okay.
So I love Bujanina.
We know that.
You're so mean.
So shall we continue the conversation, or would you like to take a music break?
Music.
Well, Sean, we want to table the discussion about
I mean, I'm just saying that it would take a lot of thought and talking and soul searching with my partner to find out.
You'd do it if your partner wanted.
It was really something that she needed to have happen. This wasn't just like I just want to see two dudes.
But you wouldn't
do
it for yourself.
No, I don't think that I would.
There's a little hesitation.
Unless you've already had, and you know that it's not really.
I mean, I have a lot of gay friends.
You indeed.
I've heard plenty of stories, but I don't think it's my cup of tea.
Have any of your gay friends at one time hit on you?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, tons. Yeah, you kidding me?
I think it's fair to say that all of us on this show have a fairly healthy non-homophobic attitude.
Yeah, no, I have no qualms about my sexuality whatsoever. Open book.
I guess because I've never really been with you when you hang out with your gay friends. But...
Well, you left too early for my birthday. They showed up.
Okay.
Did they rub off on you?
Looks like someone is still hurt about me leaving early. Okay, I'm sorry that I left early.
I am very butthurt.
Those wounds cut.
Well,
that's when the friends came over.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but do you get a little bit more flamboyant around them? Just
no,
because
not
of
at
the
all.
I actually am
made more masculine by them, because I am referred to as the straight boyfriend. And so, thus, if any flourishes were to come out, they'd probably table it and be like, you're acting like an asshole. So
are you the unattainable straight sex object among your gay friends?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. No, I would definitely go on record with saying that.
Wow.
You ever let the F word out?
No. But I do joke a lot about gay stereotypes, and they're cool with it. So I'm not going to be like, hey, fags, get over here. Something,
Well, you just did.
to their faces.
You know how sometimes people say gay and they refer to something as being lame?
Yeah, we use that drop all the time.
Charles Bronson says, by the way, I'm happy Charles Bronson's in our chat.
Yeah,
it's just a big story.
Well, I've been kicking.
Sean would have sex with Henry Rollins. Is that true? I think that's conjecture.
We know Henry Rollins would have sex with Sean. That's not even a question.
That's not a question at all.
Is he bisexual?
He just wants to see more black flag tattoos on himself.
There's definitely rumors that Henry Rollins is gay.
I never knew that.
They actually put him on the cover of an Out magazine one time, but he got upset about it. Because I guess he's a big heartthrob in the gay community.
Oh, is that right?
And so they want to put him up there.
He still performs in short shorts. What else do you need? He's the John Stockton of punk rock.
He's almost
and all those guys that love daddies and shit like that. He's perfect for him.
That's kind of true. But...
he's almost as bad as Dave Mustaine. I wish he would stop.
Well, I do have to admit, I read I just finished one of his books, and it was just... it was too much. I really like some of his inspirational shit or some of the stuff about traveling, but this...
he's a parody of himself.
Yeah, the whole thing was about him getting ready for the Rollins Band reunion tour, and it was how much he has to beat himself up for battle because he's going out there. Come on.
Somebody just needs to take him and be like, dude, it's only Rollins Band.
Yeah, you're opening for X.
It's not that big of a deal.
You're opening for X. 90% of the people there are going to be there to see X.
And 100% of the people are going to be 50.
Yeah.
And they're going to leave early because they're tired and their kids are...
exactly.
Yeah, the babysitter's expensive.
I'm surprised he hasn't had his own show on Discovery, where he an Andrew Zimmerman type show.
I'm sure it's in the works. I wouldn't doubt it. He doesn't do his band anymore.
Henry Rollins lives with the indigenous of
Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't have a travel show. He had the talk show, and he had the film.
See, would be really interesting is what we saw with the Ultimate Warrior. Except with Henry Rollins.
Same show, though.
Where would the Ultimate Warrior took that? What was that band that they did?
Asking Alexandria.
Yeah. Where it's a YouTube series that whatever label that is does, the Ultimate Warrior will kidnap a band and try to get them to work out and stop doing drugs and drinking.
Like a reality show.
Their career seriously. But I think
it happens over the course of one day. Over the course of a day.
Yeah, because his regimen is fucking ridiculous. He broke it down.
Or so he says.
Well, so his diary that I'm reading.
But you're singing the 50-year. Weren't all those Rollins Band songs directed at 16-year-old angry kids?
Well, all of them are right.
Because that's what he is inside still.
Yeah. Right, but those kids are now all 90.
Yeah.
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 I think you got a low self-opinion, man. You can't make your mortgage payment on time.
My body is a cage. Everything is awesome.
Your hair is falling out in the shower. Man, go buy a Porsche.
But every song is the world is against me. Fuck you.
Yeah. You're a liar on your taxes.
Yeah.
Or in chat rooms.
Yeah. At least Black Flag was cool because it was there's drinking. It was
but they weren't cool because of him.
No. I mean the lyric. I'm just talking about lyrics. Yeah. Strictly lyrics.
Well, he didn't write them.
Well, true.
He wrote a couple, but not the good ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I take back that whole comment then.
All right.
Oh, Hank.
I think we should go to a music break.
I think so, too.
I support that.
All right, we burned up a whole hour, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
I know.
So hopefully we'll try to have Rob on in the second hour. But in the meantime, who made this playlist?
I did, and okay. I tried to keep it very equal.
Of equal in terms of what?
Of what?
In terms of not only having power metal.
Albums, power metal.
No.
And folk metal.
She balanced out Moonsorrow's first half of their catalog with their second half.
I'd like to one day just do like the cheesiest power metal playlist ever.
Haven't you
but
already?
It's not going to be today.
Do it on the first or the eighth when me and Sid aren't here.
Sid, that was when she wasn't trying.
Oh.
Now watch what it's going to be now.
It might actually be good.
What?
Like, you might, when you're trying to do the super, because usually a lot of the stuff you play is sort of cheesy, so maybe when you're trying to really be cheesy, maybe it'll be the opposite.
You'll enjoy it.
But cheesy is not necessarily bad. Yeah. I joke around, but I like Noah's music.
Where's the Man of War?
Yeah, like.
Where's the Man of War?
That's early
like Man of War.
I have to say, I feel like I'm closer in musical taste to Noah than Sid and Sean, although I do like some of your music, too, but I feel like I'm more into the noodling.
Yeah. And do you like,
I like
singers?
And yeah, real singers and like old thrash stuff.
Right.
So let's get to it.
Okay, so in honor of Rob, we're going to play some Cannabis Corpse at the start.
Good choice.
I Come Bud, which is probably what Rob is doing right now.
Coming Bud.
On tour soon, right?
Behind the door, pain, darkness, no.
This is Chuck Blandington. Phil Anselmo had the right idea. But instead of having people call me white man, you should address me as Big Bad Steel Robo Daddy from downtown Mechanical Pleasure City. Any questions? You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. We'll be right back.
Good evening. This is Chuck Landington, and we're about to... Hello. I'm Chuck Landington. Welcome to All New Metal Injection Live.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection Live cast. Here we go.
There was a Rob-themed bumper because Rob's not here, so it was like a tribute.
Nice.
Hello, everybody.
Are we going to get Rob on the cell horn soon?
Yes. I was busy doing a lot of other things. Maybe I could have texted him, Sean, to remind him to call.
Oh.
I guess I have to do everything.
Yeah. You know, as soon as our show goes dark and we go into a break, immediately there's a musical discussion in the room.
Yeah.
But that never...
so funny. And then whenever the mics go on, the conversation just stops.
Yeah, I asked Nick.
I have a poop question now.
I asked Nick, what, you know, say something about metal. Nah. All right.
And then during the break, that's all we talked about.
So what was your poop question?
Oh, on Friday, I had a little case of the D, and I was wondering, has anyone ever shat so hard that the D hit the back of the bowl and stayed there even through the flush, all full flushes?
Oh, yeah.
Like even did like a wipe, like a quick try to wipe, you know, kind of thing, and then drop the paper and still there.
Oh, no, it's never been stronger than the wipe.
But I don't go in and apply a lot of pressure because I'm afraid that, like, some water will just soak up. Yeah. And I'm afraid.
Extra
my delicate
paper.
Fingers.
What does that even mean?
Up.
What?
I don't understand what you just tried to explain with the water.
If I take a wad of toilet paper and I go towards, like, the rim of the water or, like, the lip of the water or whatever, and
where's
the poop is, and try to, like, wipe it a little bit, if it picks up some water, it's going to soak straight through the paper into my fingers.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I don't want
rubber gloves.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the toilet brush.
Or your mouth.
Or my mouth.
Beard.
Slap it up.
Speaking of people that like to use their mouth to clean up shit.
And their beard.
And their beard.
Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, no. You are the king of transitions, Noah.
No, I'm an expert.
What did I miss so far?
Poop talk.
Yeah.
Lots of
gay
poop.
Fire and pooping.
Oh, yeah, you missed the gay fires, too.
And Noah's list. So you probably own that DVD. Gay Fires, not Noah's playlist. Noah's playlist is only on Laser.
Yeah, that's for the private sponsor. Rob, where are you? Are you like flying right now? Because your line sounds horrible.
No, I'm in a cab on my way home.
I've decided to hang glide home from Austin.
Did you put the cab driver on?
No.
He got
that
his flight got rerouted to Saudi Arabia.
He could stay with his cousin.
No. Oh, you went to that joke. Oh, come on.
What joke?
I said, right.
We have listeners there. He could stay with. Oh no, our in Indiana now, right?
I don't know.
Our Saudi listener, didn't he call us?
Oh, that guy.
Ago?
Yeah, yeah. Niazi.
Sure. If you insist.
So, how was the show, Rob?
Well, it was a collection of shows, and it was pretty grueling.
Hold on a
second.
Intense. Where did you go that you're not here?
I went to South by Southwest.
South by
Southwest. In Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
It is an annual music, film, and interactive festival that takes over downtown Austin. I just went for the music portion. And it's pretty much 4 days.
I thought you said food.
Yeah, what was your business being there?
I let him answer. Jesus.
Yeah, please, everyone talk over me and then don't let me answer. That's really great radio. My business being there was we were presenting a show. We were also covering all the other metal shows. I'm done. Now you can talk. So.
I feel like since this is the Metal Injection Livecast, we shouldn't dwell on the music too much. Some of the people in the chat want to know how the food was.
How what? The
how
food
the
was?
Food was, yeah.
Oh, well, the highlight of the trip was definitely... I took a trip to the Salt, which is about like 30 minutes out of town, and that's pretty much the greatest barbecue experience you will ever have in your life.
Ribs.
It's like all-you-can-eat family style. They have ribs, sausage and brisket.
Did you have sausage links, Rob? And if so, how many?
Rob, were you your own fan?
Again, multiple questions. Let me answer one at a time. Thank you. The sausage came pre-cut. I don't know how many links I had, but definitely a lot of meat stuffed into Rob. I was leaving you open for some jokes.
I was
post-cut.
Yeah.
As I was saying it, I realized that, but I just went with it.
Kind of unlike Darren. That was even a joke.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, that was definitely the best part. And then after that, immediately after the Salt Lake, as soon as I got back into town, I got an email from High Times that their Cowboy Cup was that afternoon. So as soon as I was filled with meat, I ran over and I was filled with free marijuana. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the best part is that I had a plus one, and since I was hanging out with Kippet Wolfson all week, and he was getting me high pretty much the entire time, never asked for a dime back, I took him as my plus one. And I feel like he enjoyed it, like, way more than I did. Like, he was in shock at how awesome it was.
Wow, you're like you're like the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
Right.
I am. I gave him the total metal injection, Southwest VIP package.
But you're like,
he won the contest.
You're a big star, you know. You're like, I didn't enjoy it, but, you know, I hooked my buddy up.
I helped the little people.
Yeah,
you gotta help the little people. That's right. It was all a calculated PR move. I get to talk about it on the show. I was like, oh, wait till everyone hears about how great I am now.
So did you guys hook up?
Yeah, did he, like, call you for it?
No one writes for free.
I mean, the furthest amount of hooking up we did is we shared the same pipe. So I guess we did possibly share some saliva.
Your pipe.
I thought he said kite.
Could you imagine?
Go ahead, Rob. Describe it.
In
how
the
did
parking
you guys...
lot in Austin, flying a kite. So the barbecue sauce on his shirt.
Wait, can his shirt be off with barbecue sauce and?
I see a silhouette of a Valentine.
Barbecue sauce matted in his chest.
And it's dried
the day
up.
Before.
A series of fade outs, like a cold
you know, this has been a masturbatory fantasy for a long
time. Rob flying a kite shirtless?
With barbecue sauce matted into his chest.
Sean's getting some when he gets home.
Oh, got it.
Sean and Rob are eating one spare rib like Lady and the Tramp.
Yes!
Meeting in the middle.
But I want to be dressed as Little Bo Peep. But he's shirtless. Hey, it's my fantasy. Don't ask me any questions.
Fair enough.
Super Nintendo Chalmers asked you, Rob, and I know this is like a press conference you're fielding questions, but bear with me. Did they have the finest ribs you ever came across?
Yes.
There you have it.
How many times did you come?
Across.
Wait. Let me tell you, okay, it was all you could eat, and we were so full that we, at one point, we were like, is it okay if we just go outside for a minute and get, like, a breath of fresh air, like, take an intermission?
Oh, did we lose Rob?
Oh, we lost Rob.
Let's go. Did you hang up on him?
No.
He was going to tell us a story about taking a break from eating. Did we really need
information from stuffing his face?
I think
we take a break from listening to him.
And Rob needed a break from telling a story about him taking a break from eating.
I heard him giving directions to the cab driver.
A story can't go well if Rob, starts it off with, I need to take a break from eating.
Yeah. Super Nintendo Charmer says he hit the Brooklyn Tunnel. There is no Brooklyn Tunnel, for the record, but
you
good
fucking
joke.
Fucking Peckerwood.
Called the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Yeah,
wait, that's what Brooklyn you tunnel. Called in that one time.
Oh, my God.
I'm in a tunnel.
Super Nintendo Charmer says Rob's suicide bomb went off.
Oh, that's rich.
I did not say that.
That's rich.
Wow, Shakeltown, gold. The Brooklyn Tunnel was Noah's nickname in
high school.
Oh, shit. Where are the air horns? When you
teamwork in
wait,
the chat
wait, wait.
Rob's back.
Let's
Hello,
see,
Rob.
Let's see how many people.
Hey. the calls keep dropping.
You're going to hear the jokes that were just made about you in the interim when you listen back to the archives.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be personally offended by how deep your jokes cut when I'm not around.
It wasn't us. It was the chat. The chat is
Are we going to get yelled at next week again? That could be fun.
Actually, they got
We better set aside at least 20 minutes next week for me yelling at you guys for how much.
Well, John's not going to be here.
Yeah.
He's exempt.
Okay, I'm out.
What's up?
No one just decided.
Probably. You're probably going to be sick or something.
Also, Rob,
you've been here two weeks in a row now on the show, which is like a record for you this year.
Yeah.
I got a certificate now.
This year.
That makes a grand total of two this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Three. Sorry. Not bad. So,
all right, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it's killing the momentum.
I just want to let everyone know, if you get an incest porn link from me, it is not for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Oh, great video.
I am offended that I'm not on your email list because
I didn't get one
incest porn.
No incest.
It's probably most likely in your spam folder.
I watched it at work. It was awesome.
Oh, so you're saying the people who got the incest porn have bad email.
So it actually played? Was
yeah,
it an animation
or
a video?
No, video. It was just like an old man. He was like really finger blasting this little girl.
Oh, wait, there was an actual video to download? I thought it was just a link to like spyware. I didn't know that it was an actual video.
I didn't click it? Why the fuck would I click it, man? I don't know where it goes.
Because you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I didn't click it. I got enough from the father finger blast daughter in like the URL. I didn't need to like really check it out.
I didn't know if we were allowed to talk about this because usually you don't like to talk about like technical mishaps and stuff.
I sent out an email to all the users explaining what happened, but there was just like a security hole in the forum, and they got a hold of the mailing script and they just mailed all the users that link, and that was it. And then there was like some other.
It was like
when
you got on the plane too, right? So you couldn't even.
What's up?
It was like right when you got on the plane too, like you couldn't even fix it right.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, I had a connecting flight, and like so, I landed after about 3 hours of being in the air, and I'm just like, oh, let me check my email, let me see if anything came in, and then like 40 emails come in, and I'm like,
something came in.
Do you think it's someone that knew about your schedule?
No, it was
definitely
the Indian kid that tried to beat
Robert
Blake.
No, that was definitely my first thought, but it was definitely just a bot. I have to pay the cabbie. Let me call you back.
How much do you tip him? By the way,
zero.
Taco Grinder says security hole was Rob's nickname in high school. Gross.
And it was very lax security, by what I hear.
X-lax. So that was Rob. Rob will be calling back later, I believe.
How come he didn't take the cab straight over here to finish the show with us?
Yeah, you think half hour. Yeah, he lives about 10 seconds from the studio anyway.
Literally.
Equidistant from here and from his place. Oh, well. No Rob for the rest of the show.
That guy's ironing.
Yeah, in the building across from us, there's a dude ironing.
Yeah, very
it's like American Psycho.
In low light. In stark contrast, though, like you could see every detail of him ironing across
the room. He doesn't have any lights on.
The windows are from floor to ceiling. You can see everything that's going on in his apartment. It's
very
awesome.
True. Which means he can see us, too.
Yeah, shake your dong by the window.
No.
I would.
Hey. We don't live here.
We should make a sign right now that says, "Hey, queer, that's woman's work."
You should tell them to tune in. Write a sign that says,
give the URL.
Yeah, you should put like a sign in the window that says, "Hey, we're on the air," and then like put like a link to the live cam.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
Just advertise.
He's very intent on his pressing his shirt. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to.
Well, that was more like for the people on the streets.
He hates his life, and he doesn't like his wife much.
He doesn't have a wife. If he did, she'd be the one ironing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, there's a lady on the computer.
We are in Williamsburg.
Oh, really?
Oh, there is. I barely noticed that. Is that a lady? I just see
a lady.
I think it's like a cuckold situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you saying
there's
like
an
internet porn?
There's a bull. There's a bull that comes over and
I was going to say, there's like a black guy with a 14-inch cock about to fuck her in the other room.
Right? In the closet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Rob back? Iron these fucking shirts while he fucks me.
Come on, pick up that cum.
Rob, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's going on? What's that fucking sound?
He's taking out the trash.
I forgot where I was in the story. But yeah, basically, and like some of the responses were pretty funny. Like, whoever sent this is absolutely a jerk. Like, don't ever send me mail like this again. I don't want to know about it. It's like, look, I didn't send it.
Was it also Vitelli?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, basically.
I'm going to schmeiß whoever did this in their tuchus.
So how many responses did you get back from people like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I didn't sit there and count, but a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when I sent that explanation email, I definitely got far more responses.
What?
And it was more, it was a lot like, oh, don't worry about it. Or a lot of them were like, I didn't even get this email. Because I guess it was one right to their spam. So.
Think there's any chance Jeffrey Hanneman's lawyer got that email? It's like, oh, I've been waiting to hear back about that cease and desist. Oh, let's click
the email. That fucker. Now we're on Slayer's shit list. I think, Rob was telling me off the air that he was upset that the link to that incest porn, it was much lower than the quality of the incest porn he usually mails out, so he's just going to be giving a bad name.
Yeah, it hurts his reputation.
Since that before the air, they should have, in your little apology email, you should have been at the bottom, hey, here's a couple links to porn I actually do like that I think is good quality. Check it out.
Yeah, I was a little on the fence on how jokey I wanted my explanation email. I just decided to go for a straight-laced email. But everything is all secure now. We patched up all the holes, so that shouldn't be happening again.
Yeah, the forums went too as well.
Yeah, I think it was the same.
That was all part of the same. They just grabbed the template. They changed the template to be their fantastic porno links, and then they sent out that mail. It was all part of the same security breach. I like saying security breach. It makes metal injection sound way more important than it really is.
How come someone would want to hack the site?
It wasn't like because it was metal injection. It was just they look for security holes. I was actually talking to the Metal Fest guys about this, which is like, you know, they look for these sites that have this security hole so they could mail all their users and stuff. But it's like, what is the conversion rate? how many sales do they make? You know, commissions on, people subscribing to these porno sites where it's actually worth going through the trouble of hacking these websites, you know?
How much trouble is it to hack a website, though?
I would assume it's a lot of work to have to figure out what the security hole is, find websites with the security hole, all this stuff. I mean, it takes time.
Yeah.
It has to be profitable for them to be willing to put all this effort into it.
So have we totally ruled out that this wasn't anonymous or 4chan?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just a bot that looks for that forum script which we use called vBulletin, and it looks for the security holes in it.
Now, the porn site that it linked to was a pretty low quality amateurish site, right?
I never got to see it. When I clicked on
the forums, it looked pretty.
It was
fucked
pretty
up.
Lame.
Now, what are the odds that this is just Ken Pierce's first foray into porn?
Vagina.com.
What do you think, Rob? Is that possible?
I would say it's a pretty good chance.
There you go.
Super Nintendo Chalmers says, Rob, that you sent him a mail that just said, do you like me? Check yes or no.
That is an inaccurate statement.
Well, do you?
Could you?
I guess I like him. I don't dislike him.
Adam Platonic.
No, but only as a friend. Only as a friend.
Aww.
Boom. Sorry, it's just totally platonic.
Rob's incapable of experiencing a relationship other than platonic.
Aww.
Whoa, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Who let Nick come here?
Guy from across the street.
Yeah. By the way, Shankletown said I just got finished ironing. What did I miss?
Clever.
Shankletown doesn't iron. Look at that guy. Walks around in wrinkled clothes. You can tell. Just like
Rob, your line sounds horrible.
Rob, I wanted to ask you.
I gotta get going. But go ahead.
How did you? You said you got Keep It Wolf Son into the show, right?
Yeah.
So how did you get him in? What was it? What did you?
It was a plus one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Rob, for being a good sport.
Do you think he knew what I was doing?
Yeah, all right.
I thought it was funnier that he just didn't get it.
I don't think he knew.
I think
he said
knew.
Something when he started playing with music.
I'd like to believe that he didn't know.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, that was the great Rob.
It's your world,
in.
Darren. We're just living in it.
Yeah.
You can believe whatever you want to believe.
Okay. I sometimes believe that I'm the only person in the universe and I'm dreaming everyone else, you know?
Sometimes I think that, too.
I think everyone thinks that at some point.
Mm. And I feel like I see you a certain way, but you might not necessarily look the way that I see you.
Right. Like, how would you, like, for example, we both look at something and it's green.
Right.
And we call it green, so we identify that. But how do we know we see it the same? You could see it how I see red, you know?
Exactly. I always think about that stuff.
Deep.
Especially when I'm high.
Yeah, did you just get contact high?
I'm not even high at all. That's weird. I just have a... You know, from years of being high every day, probably. It's the residual effect.
Yeah.
Something Sid and Tron don't have.
Yeah.
They
just have stoner thoughts.
And I have really bad liver.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That was a trade-off.
I'm fat and bald.
I probably have some bad lungs from all that weed smoking, but it's a lot better now that I quit like 6 years ago.
Do you feel better?
I feel, yeah, like cardio-wise, I feel great, you know. But now that I cut out the shitty food, I'm like 10 times better. That was the worst. I used to eat terrible.
You used to eat your chicken and rice. That's not so bad.
That was when I was like starting, like tiptoeing into dieting, though.
So, what, like at the height of your terrible eating, what? Give us some examples.
I mean, name it. You name it. Name. Well, I'll tell you what I didn't really ever fall prey to was like sweet crap, like cake. I was never big into that, or ice cream. But anything with, like, meat, cheese, and fucking
used
fries.
You used to get those hot dogs from 7-Eleven by the old studio.
Yep.
With no bun.
Hot dog. Well, no, that was when I was doing
diet.
Atkins. Yeah.
But, you used to roll them around the 7-Eleven floor just for, like, extra heartiness.
Yeah. No. That shit's good.
Mm-hmm.
They put curry on the floor.
Yeah. Body hair.
But I lost 35, almost 40 pounds now.
Everyone's dieting. What's going on here?
Not.
Sean's dieting. Darren,
I look like a fucking slob with my shirt on.
Yeah, I don't look like a slob. Come on.
But you have a girlfriend, and she started dating you while you look like a slob, so what do you need
No, she didn't. She started dating me when I was really fit. I had a Ryan Reynolds
fit?
V on my belly.
I don't think so.
I did.
You always had your belly.
Wait, a tattoo of Ryan Reynolds? Or?
Yeah.
Never
in
forget.
In drag.
Every one on my body is in drag. No, I was extremely fit when we started dating, and then I just let it go.
Why'd you let it go?
No, I think it was more my metabolism started to slow down, and my uptick of drinking went up, so just those two things melded into like a spare tire around my waist.
Curry,
like, my arms and legs are still skinny and everything. It's just I've got love handles and a gut now.
Oh. Yeah, you're a lowercase B,
lowercase
as you once
B.
said.
That's right.
And someone just repeated your line. Now, you didn't steal that line for anything, right? That's all you.
That is all me.
He stole it from the alphabet.
I actually stole it from myself because I called someone else it, like back in the day when I lived in L.A.
And then
I became a lowercase B, so I use it on my.
See, you can't stop stealing.
I look like a lowercase D. I'm flat-chested with a big butt.
That's true.
I don't think you're flat-chested.
I'm not flat-chested.
And I don't think you have a big butt either. You have a nice, for your size. But it's not like a
big butt.
Yeah. It's nice. It fits your body.
Okay.
We'd do her.
I wasn't going there.
You would,
Jeez.
Though.
What?
You would go there.
I wouldn't fuck my sister. Noah's like a sister. There.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work out.
Come on.
I didn't ask if you would fuck Darren. That's not the discussion. The
no,
discussion
I'm speaking for Darren because I know that he's...
If I didn't know Noah, I would fuck a girl that looked like her because she's attractive, but it's different. We have a dynamic.
Do you remember when we first met?
Dynamics change.
Yeah, sure.
At Rob's stand-up night?
Yep.
That was the first time you guys met?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was like fucking 12 years ago.
Your hair was longer, I remember.
Yeah,
you.
I had... Well, first of all, I had hair. And I had like, I don't know, like shoulder length hair, I guess. Maybe?
It was a little bit shorter. It was like up to your, like, I guess your ears or something.
How old was I? 25? I guess. I think it was 99 when he did the stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
At Pips.
Is this recorded in any shape or way?
I wish.
Well, Pips might have recorded it.
Only if in my mind. I remember it very vividly.
It was funny.
Do you remember
funny.
Any, like, the topics of the jokes that he did?
Yeah, he did like
homework.
Yeah, well,
airplane,
I don't know.
Airplane food, like a lot of
No, it was like a concept
Bus
thing.
Ride.
Like, he did a character.
Oh, what was the character?
He was like, man, my fucking Russian uncle.
Yeah,
his so out of American culture. So then he started doing jokes as his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then he said
it was just mildly racist Russian.
No,
stuff.
No, no. He said he. Yeah, kind of.
Used to start with what is the deal?
Yeah,
with?
Yeah. He said his Russian uncle was watching Jerry Seinfeld or something, and he started doing comedians as his Russian uncle.
Oh.
What is the deal with that, bleh? You know.
I got you.
It was
he did other people's routines in a Russian accent?
Well, he also had his own material, though.
He had that joke where when people ask him what he is, he goes,
I'm Russian, I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry.
Wait, really?
But wait, he used to go up to people and introduce himself that way. I'm from Iran. I'm Russian. I'm in a hurry.
And that's why I didn't date him when he asked.
That and
why can't they get a gay drop right now?
Oh, all right. I didn't think of that as particularly gay.
The way that you were saying it was like, ta-da.
No, I was just mimicking Rob's voice. I don't know. I didn't mean to put any gay into it.
Okay. Yeah,
you did.
Oh,
subconsciously.
You can't resist.
There's a lot of Hollywood in that.
Hollywood.
I remember when Rob was getting ready to do that. I didn't go to that performance because I'm a terrible friend and I don't like to leave the house. But I remember giving him this whole idea for a bit to do, and then he didn't do it because he did that Russian character thing instead.
I think I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
My idea was, so in the middle of your routine, have your cell phone ring.
Yeah.
And instead of like apologizing and turning it off, take the call.
Yeah.
And just start talking to someone about what you're like, I'm performing, the audience they're not that great. And then all of a sudden have a friend walk into the back of the comedy club also on the phone, and he's the other end of the conversation. And then the rest of the bit is just you and this person from across the room having an annoying conversation, annoying the audience.
Maybe he wanted you to be that person, and because you didn't show up, that's what he didn't do it.
Possible.
You dropped the ball.
I would have so done that. Oh,
yeah,
that
would have been way funnier.
They had like five acts.
Easy on Rob.
And Rob was like right in the middle. Rob was one of the. Then they had an amateur night afterwards.
Wait, so Rob wasn't part of the amateur
night?
No,
he was actually in the show, yeah.
Now, was this also like 311 shirt wearing, you know, like ball chain necklace, you know, Rob?
Yeah, but he wore like a respectable outfit.
Like a Guido suit or something?
He wore one of those tuxedo t-shirts.
His Shabbat wear.
Was it a tuxedo t-shirt or what?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I seem to remember him wearing like a business casual type of dress.
Yeah, I mean,
he
it was
like
an upscale comedy club on the bay.
Avenue.
It's where
did he have like shoulder pads in his jacket? Was it a pants?
And it was oversized because it was his father's and he had it quite grown into
it. Like a Bernie Mac outfit, you know?
Yeah.
Shoulder pads.
Yeah.
He was wearing his tie and it was loose. He was loosening it as he was going on.
That was one of those comically wide ties. You know?
Actually, I remember now that it was 2001, not 99.
Right.
Pre or post 9/11?
It was just right after 9/11.
Oh, my God.
Like November.
What a bad idea.
Yeah. And
Rob just wanted to heal the world with his comedy.
I remember that.
No one's going to applaud for a Middle Eastern looking guy.
Yeah, really.
He was wearing a suit.
He had he was arguing back and forth with someone in the audience, like somebody was heckling him.
Oh, God.
And he was...
Did he get heckled?
Yes, he got heckled, and he made it into like a 3-minute conversation with the person. Like, I don't remember exactly what he said.
Was it good, or was it awkward?
It was like, I would say the rest of his act was like maybe a 6 or 7, like it was pretty funny. And then, but that was very awkward to listen to, and painful. Because the guy was winning. Like the guy.
Why can't this be recorded?
Because he was nervous. He was nervous. Sure, you know? He was like 19 years old or something.
Rob has come a long way from that day.
Yeah.
Is this why he hasn't done it again? Or
well,
has he
does
done
it on
again?
The show now instead.
But he did that a few times. That was the only time
He took improv classes.
I was in
the
class
with
him.
How was he in class, Darren?
Good. He was funny.
He
took one after me. He took like we did 101 and then he did the next one up, you know. But I hated it. Like,
where?
I didn't enjoy UCB. UCB, yeah. But Like, we were basically, like, there was, like, maybe four people in that class that were really funny, mm-hmm. and the rest of them were, like, fucking had no business doing this class at all.
Yeah. Tell the people at home what UCB is.
The Upright Citizens Brigade. Thank you.
They had a show on television, right?
Yes, yeah, with Amy Poehler and Matt Besser. And
so they own this theater where they do these cheap, like, comedy shows every day. And they also have an improv school. You can go there and sketch school, like to learn how to be a comedian,
yeah.
basically.
I saw David Cross there.
Yeah, right. Me too.
All the good comics.
I saw
come
Doug Benson there.
They do like a little spotlight kind of come in with a troupe.
It's awesome.
We saw Zach Galifianakis there on the Benson Interruption. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Patton Oswalt.
They also go there and there's one on the east side too.
Yeah. That's really, I haven't been there yet.
I've been there a few times already, but they don't have improv. They just have. All comedy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And they have an amateur night, which is, like, not an amateur, like an open mic. But, they have, like, 100 acts in about 2 hours. Jeez. People just run up on the stage.
Like, 5 minutes apiece?
Like, 4 minutes. Okay. And they kick you off at four. Like, God, you're really supposed to have, like, 3 minutes.
The Sandman come through and sweep them off?
They shut the lights off on you.
Okay.
And a couple of people
giant
have
the cane.
Yeah, they should have the cane.
We have a caller.
Hello. 214, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, who's this?
This is Josh from Dallas, Keep It Wolf Sun.
Oh, what's up? Tell us about the show. How'd it go?
Which show? Oh, South by Southwest?
Yeah.
No, Rob.
The High Times
show.
No.
We don't call you.
The Big Show.
You want to hear Rob's story?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So, me and Rob's an amazing guy. I'm just throwing this out there because he got me into a High Times party, and we got to do some weed sampling.
Uh-huh.
But
what they call it?
I'm worried.
Bring a lighter.
Rob didn't bring a lighter to a weed case?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob.
Wow.
No pipe, no lighter, and he can't roll a joint. It was embarrassing.
I brought brownies, though.
Can't take that guy anywhere.
Yeah.
How was eating rip with him?
I didn't actually go to the Salt Lick. I've eaten enough barbecue as it is.
Reasonable.
Mm-hmm. It's not worth a 40-minute drive.
Did you get to witness him eating at all?
Oh, yeah, it was a sight.
How much of the food ended up on you?
not too much, actually.
Nice.
No, I don't want to hate on him too much. It was nice.
Did he ever ask you to stay over?
What's up?
Did he ever ask you to stay over?
Yeah, show us on the doll where he touched you.
Did he try some of his stand-up comedy routine on you?
Dude, he did. He did.
Did you like
He's practicing. Oh, it was wonderful. No, I don't know.
Rob is kind of always doing stand-up when you hang out with him. Like, not so much on the show because it's contextual, but, like, when you hang out with him, he's always, like, doing one-liners and stuff.
Well, he's funny.
Funny guy. Yeah, very funny guy.
We actually ran into Robert Kelly at one of these shows or parties.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the comedian Louis C.K.'s brother on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Not that funny.
But anyway, he tried some material on us. It was pretty weird. Kind of funny.
Do you feel obligated?
Not as a mullet.
Did you feel obligated to laugh when a comedian tells you a joke?
No. I got wasted and walked up to the dudes in Death Heaven and told them they sucked last night, so it's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any other Rob stories? Or?
Make one up, it's okay.
Did Rob have any barbecue on his shirt since he was coming?
He did.
The party after the Salt Lake.
Awesome.
What about in his beard? Did he have some like barbecue on his face and you didn't know if you should tell him or not?
Did he smell of mesquite?
I didn't stare at him that much.
Did he have pieces of ribs stuck in between his teeth?
Like a fine
beard. Actually, he still had barbecue smell smeared all over the side of his face. All over his hands.
He didn't have pieces of rib in his teeth. He had just
a rib.
Chewed ribs in his back pocket just for later.
He was saving the bone for when he gets home in
the
hotel.
I couldn't find a garbage, you guys.
It's like a fanny pack of ribs.
I'm in a foreign city.
That's the episode title, a fanny pack of ribs.
All right.
That's it.
I didn't want to litter.
I'll suck on him later.
Oh.
Disagree with that.
So he never brought you drunk back to his hotel room and then filmed you alone?
He did to me.
It was actually, it wasn't alone, it was me and Paul, too.
Oh, really?
Got really kind of weird.
Got kind of creepy?
Paul.
Yeah. From the apparatus.
Oh, Paul.
Indic or whatever. Glenn
the guy
Indic,
who doesn't
whatever.
Talk.
Yeah, Silent Paul.
Yeah. Dude, he was not silent. I don't know about why he didn't talk on the show, but he chatted me up.
Some people get into a in front of a mic and they get scared to say anything.
I'm surprised that Paul is still even talking to Rob after Rob destroyed Paul's toilet in Sweden because you were staying in Paul's apartment.
Oh, I didn't know that was the same Paul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is all the same Paul? Like Orlando Paul? You're all the same
yeah.
people?
Yeah. We're all Paul in the
and
world.
And there was like Rob's shit all over Paul's bathroom floor.
Dude, look at a callback that is. This is what we started the show with. That's great.
Yeah.
Shit all over a toilet.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Oh, is he calling?
We have Rob on to contest your story, Keep It Wolves. And...
First of all, so many inaccuracies in the last 10 minutes that I would like to talk about.
Wait,
and I love how as soon as Rob isn't in the room, everyone exaggerates.
All right.
Okay. I would like to point out that Keith Wolfson also doesn't know how to roll joints. And I feel like the fact that I invited him would mean that he should be the one that should roll the joints. One.
Uh-huh.
Two, the shit was all over Paul's floor. What?
He won himself.
Fuck you.
God.
He's doing us a favor anyway. Terrible connection. Okay, so, Keeper Wolfson, we heard that you're a really good joint roller. It's true.
Oh, yeah, I'm terrible at it, dude. No, I'm as pathetic a pothead as he is. I just brought a pipe and a lighter, though.
But don't you think it's really rude that he wanted his guest to roll things for him?
Well,
like you
sure.
Were like
didn't he
servant?
Also expect you to drive him to the party and carry him on your shoulders?
He did. We rickshawed it, actually.
Oh, great. Really?
But Rob was the human rickshaw.
So did you wear like his, you know, his backpack full of ribs while he carried you?
Fanny pack.
Fanny
get
pack.
It right.
Well, I wanted to upscale the size.
That's just heinous, guys. He was nice.
All right.
I do appreciate him getting me into that party. That was rad as fuck. It was like heaven.
See that, Rob?
It was like club heaven.
See, Rob, you're a good Samaritan.
Yeah.
You did your mitzvah, Rob.
You're a mensch. Are you there, Rob? He's on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Hello,
yes.
Rob.
Hello?
Right. Sorry I won you. That was just too perfect. Sid pointed that out. That
fair enough, fair enough. The other thing I'd like to mention is I like how Noah says that, oh, Rob clogged Paul's toilet and all the shit ended up on the floor. Except the reason the shit ended up on the floor is because Noah came back to the apartment drunk, thinking, hey, this toilet's still clogged. Maybe if I just flush it a few times, it'll unclog.
True, but in all fairness...
Whose poo-poo was on the floor?
What? Rob's.
Yeah.
I just thought, all right, well, it's been a while, probably...
If there's already a clogged toilet, you do not keep flushing it. That does not help.
So if I try to flush it now, it'll go through.
It's not my fault that Sweden's plumbing cannot handle my massive shit.
In all due respect, I don't agree with that reasoning, because if it was still sitting in the toilet, wouldn't it have gone down on its own if it saw
something? No, it probably needed that like pump, that pressure.
No, Noah, you are incorrect. Please tell the story accurately. If you're going to portray me in a negative light, accurate about it.
Hindsight is what you saw from the bottom of that toilet while Rob was clogging.
But the biggest question was, whose poo-poo was on the floor?
Rob, because Rob clogged the toilet.
You are not at fault here.
Thank you.
I clogged the toilet. I didn't put the shit all over the floor. That's Noah's fault.
No, I agree.
But who made the shit?
If Noah didn't keep flushing the toilet, we wouldn't have had to spend the whole, by we, I mean I, wouldn't have to spend the whole next morning mopping his floor full of shit particles.
Yeah, but
all the shit particles off the floor.
Night before on like shrimp cocktail, you wouldn't have made that shit that clogged up the toilet.
If I had shrimp cocktail, I wouldn't have had that massive shit. It was all the Swedish meatballs. So,
my favorite sauce.
Back to where we started. Well, thank you, Kippit Wolfson, for calling us.
Thank you, Kippit.
And for hanging out with Rob.
Well, thank you. That was
for keeping Rob company, making sure that he got out of South by Southwest alive.
Wait, where was Frank in all of this melee?
Oh, Frank was all over the place.
He kind of he had shows as well too. So there were times where we were
shows with Meek as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And is Frank back?
He's still on tour.
Okay.
He has one more week to go.
Yeah. So everyone go see Meek is Murder.
Wow, I just left open a one, and I didn't get disconnected.
Oh, you said it again. This is the first one, but I got the second one.
Oh, so you can't give it to him when he wants it, when he's stressed, because he stressed that on purpose. That's
yeah, exactly.
You gotta tease him.
You're right, you're right.
Don't give him what he wants.
No.
All right, so thank you, Kippit. We're going to say goodbye to you now.
Charles Bronson points out that was a hat trick of ones.
Nice.
Oh, correct.
Regular Steve Eiserman's over here.
Did you ever, I know we're closing the show, but I saw this this video of this public access guy in New York, and he's just doing it's the best prank video I've ever seen. It's like nonstop laughing.
What is that?
He's just doing this public access call-in show. Like, he's sitting there and he's saying, should New Yorkers be allowed to carry handguns? Like,
okay.
A debate show. So everyone calls in, they all just fucking troll him, and they're like, yes, I believe we should carry handguns because fuck you fucking cocksucker.
And he immediately is like sitting for the button.
But he they have no screener at all. It's like 6 minutes. I don't know.
That's so strange because it's not a live show. So why would he just?
It was a live show. It was a live show. It was a different. It was live over the air. Like the New York used to have in the 90s, this over the air TV station. It wasn't on cable, and you could just set up a show and do it, and you could take calls and all that. But let me try to find. They're like, hey, are you a fag? Do you suck fucking dicks? Here it is.
Dick, 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 dick,
dick, dick, dick, dick.
All right. Hi, welcome to Speak Out. My name is Ken Sander, and tonight's issue is, should New Yorkers carry handguns or should they be allowed to have handguns? The number is 475-1550, and you can call in with the talk about it. Lines are lighting up. I guess it's a good subject. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Fine. I've got a very good topic for tonight. First of all, I, on occasion, I've been in the city now for about 20 years.
Right.
On several occasions, I've been held up, you know, mugged, codes taken from me, you name it, my watch. But however, I think if you carry a piece or you're carrying a gun, I think you're only adding to the situation. I think it should be pro-choice, of course, if New Yorkers want to carry handguns or not, but I think if people in general start walking around with weapons, it's only, creating a society in which their evil is only superseded by more evil. I mean, someone's walking around with you, he's going to look at you, get mugged, and you pull out a piece, you could take this man's life.
That's true.
I think you're only creating, a worse situation, and you start big dicks.
See, that's the case.
What are you
said? You suck big dick.
The rest of them are much faster than that.
It's just, how do people feel about it? Hi, you're on the air.
I was wondering, are you also the cable doctor?
Yes.
Oh, you have dual roles.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just curious, and hopefully the guy that's in the taxi club will give up the job to you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering if I can have my AV. Switch connection to
VCR. All right, well, you have to call me on the other show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
I can't. People can have handguns so we can shoot people like you.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hi, you're on the air.
How
are
you doing?
How are you?
Keep taking
what do you think? Should we carry handguns or what?
I love how he just presses through this.
God.
Okay.
Shoot people like you.
All right, sounds good.
That's what Rob looked like
thanks
during the comedy show.
Hi,
you're
on the air.
Hello, Ken.
Yes.
I was thinking that if the criminals, you're trying to give guns to people to fight the criminals, wouldn't that make it just as easy for the criminals to give guns? you're opening this market up for the just plain citizens, then the average citizen is not going around looking for a gun. It's the average criminal that's going around trying to find any weapon.
Good point. That's a very valid point. You know, a lot, and that's what one of the big arguments that the police have is that a lot of the illegal guns get into the system by burglaries. Like most people keep their gun near their bed, most likely, and so a criminal come in right.
Oh my goodness!
And he just keeps going with the answer, like the guy didn't just say fuck you.
He just looks so defeated.
I know.
Why does he keep taking calls?
You stop the show.
Let's talk about stuff.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
I found him on Facebook.
He was willing to pay something. No, it's an
it's a good idea, but you're
probably
right.
Yeah, it's a good concept, but what's the chance that Mayor Dinkins, who can't even clean up the city, I fucked your mother up the ass.
It's an interesting point he's making, but
it's an interesting point he's making about fucking my mother up the ass.
About to discuss these issues. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Yes.
I was wondering how you would think that it would be possible to regulate the sale of these guns. And one of them, you suck dick.
All right. Well, in answer to your second question, no. And I'm not sure how we would regulate the sales. Hi, you're on the air.
I think you need a federal law first if you want to have a law in New York City against guns. Right now, there's this big debate in the nation whether or not we should be allowed the privilege to have guns as citizens or we should not. You know, the NRA has, for the last, I don't know, centrally been fighting for the privilege of citizens to carry guns. Fuck you, cockfucker.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I want to suck your dick.
Why hang up on that guy?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Ignorant people like that are only promoting the problem and situation. I don't mean... Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I don't mean to insult the man, but... if he wants to shoot someone, then let him go out to, you know, goddamn Iraq. Why didn't he join the army?
Oh, see that? I knew he had a bad connection. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
You know, the problem is Dinkins is a lousy nigger.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Fuck you, cockhead.
Well, I guess they just didn't have the technology to have a call screener.
No. I think they just didn't have anyone to do it, probably. It was like him and his brother or something.
Calling us, except for those of you that interrupted the show with your rudeness. But everybody else, thanks for calling. It's an interesting question. And we certainly don't have any answers, but we just got some interesting
opinions.
I'm going
to go slip my wrist and put my head in the toilet.
And hope we, you know, open some ways of thinking.
Well, television viewers could expect cockheads. Cockhead is one I've never heard before.
Let's bring
that back. How do you use that?
Fuck you, cockhead. Oh, that was
amazing.
So good. That's from 1990.
Wow.
I love the internet. Nothing ever goes away.
Yeah.
So.
That was a wonderful little show.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to go away on the internet.
For a week.
From the internet.
But I figured that we would play in honor of Rob. I would like to play the Rob Katy Perry parody.
Great.
Is everyone cool with that?
Sure.
Yep. Great.
Just for any of our newer listeners, a couple of years ago, Rob on the show admitted to eating his own cum. And not eating it. He tasted it. He had like a drop of it or whatever.
He had a sampling.
I thought he aimed it at his mouth. No?
No.
No. He took a dipping.
He was jerking off at work after hours.
No, it wasn't
and then...
at work.
And he was feeling a little bit frisky.
That was a separate scandal.
Oh, in my head, this is how I remember it.
Go ahead, tell us. Let's hear how you remember it.
He was at work wearing white pants.
Okay.
And he was feeling frisky and wanted to jerk off, so he jerked off into the wastebasket. And he had a little bit of cum on his finger, and he was like, Should I taste it? Do I go for it? Oh, it's in my mouth.
I'll be saucy.
So he didn't do like a Costanza where he dipped his finger in the garbage can just because it was on top? And then
Rob is in the chat saying this is all false.
Right.
I think you're conflating two stories.
Yeah, you are. But so what?
Whatever.
All of Rob's memes didn't happen on the same night.
Imagine.
It's spread out over a life.
It's our own fantasy.
He was wearing a girdle as well. And
that happened?
And he said, she bought this Spanx thing like a
Rob
men.
Wore Spanx?
For men. They made one for men, and you had one.
No,
for some
there was
reason.
That episode that we did from one of the Metal Injection episodes where he wore my very extra small tank top that had flowers on it.
Is this what he was wearing when he tasted his cum?
No, you brought Spanx over.
Yeah, this,
one,
no, this was during
time.
The live cast
yeah.
back in the day. And
this
he
was like
09.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I remember that.
Oh,
so
that was,
multiple
that.
Times.
That was a man Spanx shirt.
Right.
And Rob
oh,
was testing
shirt
it.
Spanx?
They
yeah.
made a line oh. for men somehow. I don't know.
It'll
it
keep
wasn't like
your,
man
your lowercase
you're
B.
Like,
man teeth. So anyway, Rob sampled his own cum once, and we teased him about it, and
well,
mercifully. And yeah,
right.
That's what he admitted to. And so he was a good sport, and I wrote a song about him eating cum, and he was a good enough sport to sing it for us at our awards show.
He was happy to sing it.
Yeah, he was really
it was a great
good.
Song.
I thought.
Yeah.
My favorite parody that you ever wrote.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right, so here it is. This is I Ate My Cum and I Liked It, and we'll see you next week.
Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat. Ooh, a tap out in the back of my throat.
Hello there. I'm in the position of wealth. He doesn't do that anyway. Talk to us.
I think so,
I
too.
I support that.
All right. Can we...
Wait, what Rob is doing.
Chuck Landington is acting like he doesn't do that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Like it's a new thing.
He just calls it lunch.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a Robless.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Good evening. This is Chuck Landington. This is your announcer, Chuck. Now that we are done listening to a bunch, Rob would like to convince you he actually... It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
I got so high the other day on pot and mushrooms. No big at doing this. I am. I ate my cup just to try it. Ain't no big deal from my own. I ate my cup just to try it. Threw it on the stove. I got so high.
like Pee Wee Herman. So warm, it looks so.
I already regret doing this.